And we are on 2 days off, believe it or not.
So, wait a minute. Weren't you last night in Kelowna?
Yeah.
Oh, so then you just got on the bus and drove?
Yeah, so we left at 2 o'clock or something like that.
Nice.
2 o'clock. And woke up here. It's very nice, about 10 below.
Is it beautiful sleeping on that bus? Isn't it?
It's, you know what, I'm having a little more trouble than I usually do. Hmm. It's really dark and still and nice. But the movement is just a little, you know, I got myself to where my back is all perfect.
Yeah.
And so I just don't want to fuck it up with...
Okay.
Because of the movement, you're always kind of clutching your stomach, trying to steel yourself, trying to hold yourself.
And are you having disc problems?
No, I have in the past. I had a lot of...
Me too. Well, me too.
Yeah.
And I twice got ready for a major league back surgery, and then the doctor both times, who was a specialist, said, "Yeah, I think it's going to sort itself out. I think you got floating bits and bone, and they're going to settle. Right now they're in the way. They're sitting on nerves and stuff. I'm not going to cut you. Okay, I'm good.
That's good. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Now
the oral ability to go through all that and not have it work, and that does happen.
Okay, this is very cool because." I've talked to Devin, so I've got he's on the wine show on Wednesday, and then he's on the show on Saturday. And I talked to Greg, so I got you now, and this is perfect. Now,
oh, you talked to Greg?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Did he call you?
Yeah. I sent him a text and said, "Could you?" And he said, "Sure." And he's a fucking gruff old bear. He's fun talking to though. I really like talking to him. It reminds me of my dad actually, So we're all sort of pretending that you're backstage in Calgary, and this is the second, because I'm running this on Saturday.
Okay.
So that you're on your tour bus, and it's between dates. You're just sort of, you're sitting on the bus, if that's okay. It's theater of the mind.
Got it.
His name is Jim Cuddy. This is Mulligan Stew, CKUA. Mr. Cuddy, are you there?
I am, yes. Hi, Terry.
Have you looked outside? Do you know where you are?
I'm in Calgary. I always know where I am.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Have you never not had a morning where you woke up and said, "Where am I?"
Yes, I have. It happens more often in hotel rooms than it does in
sure.
in the bus.
Okay.
When we're in the bus, I guess you're just sort of, you've implanted your destination in your mind. But I've certainly woken up in the middle of the night in hotel rooms and wondered, "Oh my God, where am I?"
Listen, Wednesday of this week, Devin was on Tasting Room Radio, and he mentioned something in passing. He said, did your dad share his wine downstairs with you? He said, no, he used to leave me decoy bottles. And I'd never heard the phrase before, and I thought, decoy bottles, what a great idea.
Well, you know, first of all, we used to have there was a wine room,
yeah.
And in that wine room, I made sure that there were cheaper bottles that were very, like, they were standing up.
Yeah.
And so that if you walked in and you're just going to grab something and you knew you're doing something wrong,
yeah.
You're going to grab one of those. And then up top in the kitchen, there were three rows. The top was sort of assumed was supposed to be for his mother and myself.
Right.
And then the other two were up for grabs. So you know, but I found that everywhere. I found that also with in the dressing room at, with the Blue Rodeo shows. Like I have found very clever ways of making sure all people are happy.
There's always a hidden bottle somewhere.
That's right. You get a good French label, everybody thinks it's great.
Yeah, and especially when you see them guzzling it, then you want to reach across the table and take your bottle back.
I know.
Now, I was pleased to see you at the Orpheum, and I had this one. I love that stage. And I just love the way the audience, you pull them along and they pull you along, and it's a beautiful thing, and they sing the songs in some cases. Yeah. I guess you can never really take for granted how people will respond, but there must be some surprises. For example, you're doing, the first half is all in our nature, and then the second half are all the tunes that we know you for. Any surprises there as to reactions?
Well, you know, I think that we were very worried that we would have a lot of negative reactions to doing so much new stuff off the top. So people that have come, generally people are coming to see Devin as well.
Sure.
So they're there from 7:30. They've seen a brand new band, which I think is exciting. And then they see us, and for 50 minutes, they see brand new material. Hopefully they have some knowledge of it. But if they don't, that's that's, you know, that's quite a while of just a new experience. We sort of hope that the end of the night, by the end of the night, when they're singing Lost together, that they feel like they've had a big experience.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a lot of just wondering whether they like this song, what it is about this song. And then they've had a lot of just that beautiful satisfaction of hearing the song you came to hear. So for us, it's really all about the end. You know, we try not to get too flipped out in between sets.
Are the shows longer now?
The shows are, we pretty much have always done a long set. So, but yeah, I mean, certainly the first night in Vancouver was just out of control. I mean, we were like about 3 hours on stage. So that we had to trim, of course, but no, it's, you know, we play 2.5 hours and like I said, we got a lot to cover.
Now I was just looking at these tour dates here. This is, there's some interesting turns. The second night in Calgary tonight at the Jube, then you're off to Lethbridge and then Dawson Creek. Interesting. And then the most interesting one, I think, is Fort McMurray. Have you played there before?
Yeah, we have a bit of a history with Fort Mac. We played years and years ago. We went up, so probably 18 years ago.
Yeah.
We went up and played the theater up there. And that was our first look at Fort Mac. And then we've gone up periodically, as often as we can with the tour. We played Canada Day there 2 years ago, and that was the first gig that we did with our brand new stage setup that sort of has given us new life and protected Greg's ears.
Right.
And then we went up and played a gig that opened their new community rink, and so we have a bit of history up there.
I just think they would appreciate anybody who comes up there and just makes the effort to play for them. It's an audience that would just soak it up.
I think they like it, and also you have to appreciate that we're on flight so much. We see all those guys going up to work there all the time.
Wow.
I mean, I would say every second flight I'm seeing a bunch of guys that have you know, come from St. John's to Toronto and then Toronto to go to Fort Mac. And so, you know, you're always talking to roughnecks so they're, you know, they're our buddies.
And then 17-18, you finish off in Edmonton at the Jube there. That's I see two nights at Massey Hall. Will you record that?
There's a possibility. Massey Hall makes it a little difficult because the union there is so strict, and so they make it very expensive to record.
Okay.
We might be more inclined. I mean, I know Massey Hall has the cachet of being that place, but, you know, that's Neil Young's place.
Sure.
We might do Hamilton Place, beautiful place, and very nice people that work there, better for us.
I asked Greg, because we have lost Phil Everly for the Everly Brothers, and I asked Greg, because the two of your voices are intrinsic to one another, and just your thoughts on his passing and that sound.
Yeah, I mean, that sound is something that, you have to appreciate that Greg and I, that would have been obviously when we were just born in the 50s. And so when we come to it, we come to it through the Beatles.
Sure.
So the Beatles doing Everly Brothers songs and trying to sound like the Everly Brothers.
Right.
And then when we're musicians and we listen to them and played a gig with them, and then we realize just how unusual it is that two voices could sound that good together. And I must admit, at the end of, you know, since it's got me thinking about those guys and what they contributed, how much they contributed, and his passing, we sing What Am I Doing Here, just as a duo at the end of the night. And I think, you know, this could be one of their songs. It's,
sure.
it's just got those overtones between the two voices that ring. And so it's, I mean, you know, anybody that sings in duet owes them a debt of gratitude.
The songs that actually work best for me just from the Everly Brothers, and we'll move on. And that is the one where they take their both of their voices and carry the melody and the verses all the way through. Those are the ones that just give me goosebumps.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Well, here we are. Jim Cuddy, Blue Rodeo, Jim Cuddy Band, on the Freeze Your Ass Off tour through the heart of Canada. You know, you wait until the wheels are flat, and then you just roll along. new music, tunes. You told me about the whole recording process in a previous interview, and I appreciate every time I run across a new tune and I listen to it. Which ones do you feel like they're taking on a life of their own? I love that part of the journey.
Yeah, I think that New Morning Sun is definitely having a life.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a single, and there's much as singles matter anymore, but it was sort of a single, and it got a lot of play. And you can see that people know it, and it gets them going. And I'm finding that my most enjoyable part of the new record is the song called Wonderin'. And I love everything about it. I love the slow propulsion. I like the way it kind of it floats a bit, and I love the background vocals. So that one's the third one we do of the night, and I think it's an impressive song. So I think that works well at that point.
Isn't that the one that Greg wrote overnight, kind of first thing in the morning?
I wouldn't take a lot of what Greg says at breakfast. I know that's the way it's being told.
Okay. yeah, man, I love that. How on earth have you not punched each other out?
Oh, my God, because we laugh at each other too much. And now we're too weak. It'd be truly a most pathetic fight.
Now, he dismissed out of hand. I mean, nicely, but he does the Order of Canada.
He did. Again, don't take everything he says at face value. When we heard about it, we were both extremely pleased. I think Greg has had time now to go back into, to retreat. His excited, little, pleased, proud self has now retreated back into the persona that he wears, which requires him to be dismissive of the Order of Canada.
Okay.
I know, having talked to him moments after it happened, that both of us couldn't have been more pleased. It's an incredible feeling when the guy who's talking to you thanks you for your contribution to Canada.
Yeah.
And it is easy to dismiss. It's easy to dismiss awards because they really only have that moment where you first hear, and then they have this community value where your parents talk about it and your friends, and it matters. I mean, it took a community for us to get here. So anyway, don't read too much into Greg's dismissal.
Okay, two more things. I'll let you go. One is I don't often go back and look at the inside artwork or the artwork of an album. I'm so wired to go directly to the music, but this drawing on the inside of your album In Our Nature is of an overgrown, forgotten, abandoned drive-in, and it pulls at me, and I don't know why.
Well, you have to think that there are certain great memory touchstones,
yeah,
drive-ins being one of them, that are very powerful images, and it's so sad to see them go the way of the last century. And that experience, of course, will never be the same because life will never be ordered in that way. Kids don't have cars. There's not the same need to get away. And they have all kinds of escape right at their fingertips. So, And that's completely the artist's contribution. Mm-hmm. Not like we said, hey, give us some imagery of things past. I guess when he thought of us, he thought of drive-ins.
Had he listened to the music first?
And he offers all these just a fantastic suggestions.
Wow.
And so it's beautiful, isn't it? It's also a perfect place to sign the record.
Can you now say, Jim, what the rest of the year looks like? Once you get this Canadian tour out of the way, do you know pretty much what 2014 is going to look like for Blue Rodeo?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably take most of March and April off, and then we start up. We have all kinds of summer shows planned. We're trying to do, in June, we're trying to do a little small theater tour of America.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see if we can, we've got some irons in the fire for Spain in the fall. We'll see if that happens. We have to be very, very careful with what we choose outside of Canada because there's only certain things that Greg can do. He can't really do a club anymore, nor should we really be doing a club anymore. So we just have to look for the right opportunity.
Okay. And I know you have a couple of gold medal plates trips. You got one to South Africa again?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to South Africa in March, and then I'll be going to Provence in May.
Did you, by the way, I know that you're on the road, whatever, but they announced the Canadian hockey team. Do you care about who made it?
I care about it, but I haven't actually seen the lineup. I understand Joe Thornton's not there, and I really like Big Joe, but there's some good ones. I mean, Patrick Marleau's there, I hear, and I don't know. I think we've never sort of had it to the point where now I feel bad for the guys not coming. Like Claude Giroux should have been there and had a slow start to the season, and then that's it. And, so I feel bad for him. Because, there's only so many of these opportunities.
And, there will come a moment, and I'll let you go, there will come a moment when what we're all waiting for, it's the moment when we play Russia in Russia.
Oh, I thought you meant when the Leafs win the Cup. I thought that's what we were all waiting for. I think honestly the Canadians will be in tough all the way through the tournament.
Sure.
I think there's going to be really, really, really strong teams. And, the Russians are going to be very tough, but so will the Americans and so will the Swiss. My God,
all right,
it's going. I'm Swiss. The Swedes. Sorry, you let that one go by. This guy doesn't know anything.
I just watched the Swiss play. I love the way they play the game.
I know, but they're not.
I know. Yeah,
could be a power.
I know. Thank you for doing this, Jim. I appreciate it. So now this is a really cool show. I've had in this hour. I've had Devin, Greg, and yourself. I'm good to go.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Welcome to Alberta.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Jim Cuddy, Blue Rodeo, Mulligan Stew, CKUA. Let's see if I can get your ear to pick this up, because you're going to, I'll probably go in that order. I'll go Devin, Greg, and yourself. So if you could say something, if you could be a mouthpiece for me for a moment and just say, this is Jim Cuddy, please join myself and Devin and Greg Keeler for an hour, Mulligan Stew, next.
Okay,
right.
Sure. Next? Coming up next?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, this is Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo, and coming up next is Devin Cuddy of the Devin Cuddy Band, Greg Keeler of my band, Jim Cuddy and Blue Rodeo Band, and me.
All right, let me try. I've just rethought that. I just go.
I didn't say Mulligan's too, didn't I?
No, hold on a second.
I'll be more succinct.
I'm going to do it as a promo. I'll do it as a promo. Just say, coming up Saturday on Mulligan's too. Okay, ready? And go.
It's Jim Cuddy here from Blue Rodeo, coming up Saturday on Mulligan's too.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Was that not what you wanted?
I was just thinking, as an editor, can I put that together? Okay, maybe let me try one more. Just say the whole thing, and then I'll cut it.
Oh, say the whole thing about Devin Cuddy and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't get that. Okay, right? Okay. Hi, this is Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. And coming up Saturday on Mulligan Stew will be Devin Cuddy, Greg Keeler, and moi.
Beautiful thing. Thank you for this.